CliffCentral.com.
But this election has made me stop watching certain movies with certain actors and stop buying music from certain artists. For Viewer, I'm Anjali Kakade.
All right, thank you, Anjali.
Kakade.
One Kakade. That's what she's doing.
She doesn't see the doctor much.
That is a great surname.
Speaking of Kakade, have you seen what Madonna was doing?
Madge.
Was she having more of it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're actually doing this whole movement against the inauguration, actually. So there is a march happening in Washington this Friday as well. It's a women's march, and it's an event organized to protest the president-elect swearing in. So she is now one of those people who are backing that up. And so in part of it, which is quite an abstract symbol or statement, but she has allegedly, and we don't know if this is her or just another model, shaved her pubic hair. Gosh, guys, I can't even. Shaved her pubic hair into the Nike swoosh logo. So Nike, the swoosh symbols, you know, stands for just do it. And so that's her motto, just do it this Friday.
But it isn't really, it's not really Madonna's.
We don't know.
Bush, right?
Okay, look, I'm gonna say it because people are thinking it. That's a stunt.
A body double.
Vagina.
Stunt vagina.
How do we know that, Ben?
Madonna's a warlock. She's 703. If she's
a warlock.
I mean, if you want some entertainment today, go to Madonna's Twitter account, right? Find that post of that Nike shaven vagina. And look
this
at
one.
And go through the comments that people have written about this.
Oh, no.
I'm sure the comments are.
No, really. It'll be half an hour if you're trying to contain whatever you are eating or drinking. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that hurts.
It's pretty funny.
That hurts.
Because you obviously sorry. Got. You obviously got gay guys going, oh, you're the queen. And then you got other people talking about, oh. I'm sorry. I can't believe it. I just saw a bat fly out of that and stuff like that.
First top comment by Ronnie Smith 98. Just came here to say Madonna's fucking stupid. Okay, bye.
84,000 likes. Okay.
That's one of the nicer comments.
So she's...
Yo.
Listen to this.
She's definitely had the desired effect. It was to get people talking about her.
This one, Billy G says, and you wonder why her son chooses to live with his dad. Here's one. I hate it when old cunts try to be trendy. Here's a good one. This one says, oh my God, let me finger you, queen. And then someone replies to that saying, it would take two fists with that loose old hag.
Oh. Well, some people like this, though. The most controversial thing you've done is stay around. Stick around, girl, because I love you. Oh, this is kind of... It just makes me itch now.
You know what?
Madonna makes a lot of people itch because of the STDs.
Best reasons out there.
Right.
I don't know. Some people need to definitely just stay out of politics. Just stick to your lane.
I don't understand it. Like, she's done really well. She's got a great career. She's made more money in music than just about anybody. In fact, I think she made more money in the last 2 years than Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber.
Man.
Just doing concerts and things, right? She should be very happy. Like, if middle America comes to your concert and you don't agree with them politically, shut up. Shut up and let them come and sing like a virgin. Hey! Right? Don't worry about all that other shit.
You know, it's really to blame here, right?
Mm.
It's Bono from U2.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Like any other Irish kid, he was in a lovely boy band, he was making hits, and then suddenly he'd have believed that he must now talk about the world and politics, and every celebrity after that wanted to be like Bono, and before you know it, you've got old women shaving their vaginas, and look at the mess we're in now.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
Back off. I wasn't even getting on about you.
Oh, here's a comment. Grab it by the sneaker laces. Ha ha.
I don't know. Do you think Madonna's vagina is very dilapidated? Can we talk about that for a second?
I
think vaginas in general are ugly and overrated.
No, you're wrong. I'm so against you on this.
Guys, hang on a second.
I don't know.
Hang on a second. I mean,
I genuinely believe that they are quite ugly looking.
I'm asking in particular about the Madonna one.
Well, it's probably uglier looking than the rest, but generally speaking, these are completely overrated things.
Now, this is also a discussion of anatomy here. The picture is not sort of say south of the equator, if you know what I mean. This is more the lower abdomen.
You can't actually see much in this picture.
No, you don't see the vagina.
You don't see the clitoris, the lips. You just see
The lips.
You just see the top part. So actually, you don't really see much. It's not a gratuitous picture.
I heard she's got such hangy lips, she has to wear men's underwear.
Stop.
Is that true?
Gareth, we worked hard. That's why she plundered South America for young boys, because she's found the fountain of eternal vaginal youth.
Ah, yes.
It's young South American penis.
Yeah, she can't have old American penis because it doesn't have the effect to keep her going that young South American penis does.
But this is Madonna, who's like a freaky deaky, but also at the same time has a lot of money. So I wouldn't put it past her for like having a Kegel exercise specialist.
Spot on.
Yeah.
And for getting like, I don't know, a pelvis area lift or something or the other.
I heard she can deadlift a 25 kilogram kettlebell with a vagina alone. It's quite something.
That's amazing. Every other part of her anatomy is so strong. Because, I mean, Madonna is strong for her age.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
She doesn't use a juicer anymore. She just uses a
She squeezes the fruit out. It's like
a whole watermelon in 30
just
seconds.
Just crushes.
De-pipped.
Wow, that's some talent.
How old are we again? Just needed to find that out.
That's beautiful. The Madonna juicer. CliffCentral.com.